There you are, right on time as usual. Well, thank you for being so punctual. Let me just check our previous notes for our last session. Okay, so you were saying there was some trouble at home. Mm-hmm. Do you want to delve a bit more into that? Your home troubles? Let me see. Right, okay. How does that make you feel? Yeah, I see that. So, last time I remember we had a conversation where you spoke about, you said that basically you were feeling a sense of hopelessness, helplessness, and you felt your life lacked overall a sense of direction. Is that right? Are you still feeling that way? That's a shame. It seems that you lack purpose, a reason to do things, you know? Yeah. I could see that you could probably benefit from a overall goal-setting session. Although, I do have to talk to you about something. You see, the reason why I wanted you to come in a little bit earlier today is because actually, I'm going to have to cancel the rest of our sessions. I know, wait, just let me explain myself, okay? Because something has come up recently that means that I can no longer be your therapist. It would be unethical for me to do so. And the reason why I'm discharging you as my client today is because I've discovered something recently. I've discovered that I am insanely attracted to you. I can't help myself. Every time you walk into my office, I smile. Oh, don't act coy with me. I know you felt the same way too. I know the way you look at me. When you walk into the office, you blush at certain phrases. And I've noticed when I hike my skirt up just above my knees, sometimes to tease you, you stare and then you glance away like you didn't see anything. We've been playing this little game of cat and mouse now for a good while. The last six sessions at least, and I can't help but have to act on my feelings for you. So no, I can't see you as your therapist anymore. But I think I could give you so much more than that. Don't you agree? Excuse you. You seem to be quite taken by my breasts. Yes, I did wear a slightly lower cut top today. I'm glad you noticed. Well, I hope it's okay that maybe, just maybe, you and I could have a proper conversation now about where this is going. And by conversation, I mean I'm going to tell you where this is going and you're going to listen. Do you understand? My eyes are up here, sweetie. Not down there. You can stare at my chest when I tell you to stare at my chest. My breasts will only be as distracting as I want them to be, and I need you to stare right here at my eyes. Good. You like my eyes, don't you? They're dark. Brown pools that you just seem to fall into, like little traps that catch you as you stumble along, that just seem to stop you mid-sentence. You lose yourself in them, don't you? And I'm sure you've lost yourself in them many times before, without even realizing it. I notice you zoning off in our sessions. And I'm sorry to tell you, but whenever you have signed off in our sessions, I've been taking full advantage of those moments to slip in a few little things of my own. See, I'm not just a therapist. I've been studying the art of hypnosis for a while. And well, it's come to my attention that you are very suggestible. I've been working my way inside your head for a while. I've been planting little discreet things that make you need to come here more often. I mean, surely you noticed the fact that you changed your sessions from once a week to twice a week, and then this week to three times. I mean, they just keep growing and growing. It's like you just can't stay away from me. And that's been on purpose. I've been subtly conditioning you, changing you ever so slightly until I get my way. And I always get my way. Everything you thought you knew before is going to disappear from your head. As I give you purpose, I'm going to give you a goal to work towards. You see, your new purpose is going to be my little sex slave. What do I mean, sex slave? Well, I mean, you're going to give me everything that I want. You're going to please me. You're going to satisfy me in different ways. And you're going to love every second of it. You're going to love every little thing that I give you. And you're going to ask for nothing in return. Completely mine. All mine. I've been preparing for this for a while. Not only slipping subtle suggestions in here and there, but I've been getting you your new uniform. I've been deciding all the things that I'm going to do and how I'm going to do them. Well, I put a lot of thought into my plan, so don't burst my bubble, darling. See, I've waited a while to show you this little trinket that I had. It's my pocket watch. Why don't you stare at it for a while as I just hold it here above your head? That's right. As I hold my pocket watch above your head, as I swing it and sway it back and forth, you can just stare at it, focus on it. Fixate on it and allow my words to sink deeply inside your mind. You know, a pocket watch is a prime example of a great hypnotic induction. Do you know why pocket watch inductions work more frequently than other inductions? It's because a pocket watch has a built-in priming system. It primes you to know exactly what to expect. To be primed is be conditioned to a response that you know is going to happen every single time. People associate pocket watches with the trope of hypnosis. That trope plays nicely within our favor, because when somebody stares at a pocket watch, they're expecting to go into a hypnotic state. And that's exactly what happens. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy from that point. So whenever somebody raises a pocket watch above their head, and swings it and sways it in front of their subject's eyes like this, they know exactly what to do. Your brain starts going through the motions of knowing exactly what to do, exactly what to think, exactly what's going to happen. You've seen it so many different times before. It's something that's universal. It's a universal language. It's a symbol for hypnosis like no other, and it has such weight, such gravitas, such power to it, that you just lose yourself in it so very easily. As I swing and sway the watch in front of your eyes, your easily suggestible mind just opens up to me. It opens up to me in my ideas that I just start to slide inside your head while you stare at the pocket watch. And it's funny, because as you stare at the pocket watch, you start to feel feelings, certain feelings that are evoked whenever you stare at a watch like this, whenever you stare at a watch like this with the intent of being hypnotized. And those feelings are ones of relaxation, of sleepy surrender, your eyes starting to grow tired, weary, weak, and heavy. Your mind starting to drift and wander as you start to lose yourself to the sinking feeling of gentle bliss that comes with staring at the watch. You start to feel these feelings multiply and take over you and just caress every single part of your body as your eyes start to relax, as your mind starts to relax, as you start to relax. As I drop the watch, now your eyes close down, down, down. That's right. That's right. That's right. And your head starts to slump slightly. Your mind is so open and willing. So open and willing for my suggestions. You're so ready for whatever's coming next. And now you're here in this deep trance state. It's time to mold you, train you to be the perfect sex slave for me. Give you purpose to your life. Now, sex slave, the first thing I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to open your eyes. That's right, honey, open your eyes and stare at me again. I want you to focus right here on my breasts. Stare at them. Fixate on them, focus on them. And notice the feelings that they give you. The feelings of arousal that start to build within you. As you stare at my breasts, their perfect shape and form. They just look so soft and delicate, nestled in my bra like that. And you just wish you could touch them, caress them, but no, you cannot. Not until I tell you to. And you stare at them, you fixate, you focus on them. And as you fixate and focus, you start to feel a feeling deep, deep down inside you. A feeling of submission. Of control that my breasts have over you, that I have over you, mingling with the feelings of arousal. Do my breasts turn you on? Does the idea of touching them make you so horny and aroused? Yes, your mind calls out to you. It tells you that you feel so aroused just staring. Breasts like this, staring helplessly at my breasts as my hands just start to caress them over the bra like that. As you start to stare at them, focusing and fixating on them, all your attention on me and my breasts, as the world around you crumbles away, fades into nothingness, because all that matters right now is my breasts. You stare at them, you fixate on them. And you do anything to be able to touch them, wouldn't you, my little slave? Nod yes for me. You would do anything to touch them. One little touch, one little caress would send you reeling into a frenzy. You just want to touch them. You just want to please them. You just want to do anything, anything possible to them. Because you just want to be near them so much. You love them so much. And even just a touch of them would bring you such pleasure that you would just lose your mind. Your mind would just break into pieces if you even got to lay a little finger on them. And you love that idea, don't you? Mm-hmm. So slave, do me a favor, why don't you, and strip for me? That's right, give me a little show. Take off all of your clothes. Because a slave like you shouldn't have to wear clothes around me. Mm-mm. No, you're my slave, and you do what I tell you to, so strip for me, slave. Oh, that's right. Look at you. All naked and helpless. There's nowhere to hide now. There's nothing you could do to stop me. You just keep sinking even deeper. And all the while you were stripping, you were so focused on my breasts. Here, why don't I give you a reward? Why don't you kneel down between my legs right here in front of me? That's right. Let me open my legs wide so that you have space to sit kneeling right in front of me like that. And here, why don't I give you a special present? No, it's not my breasts. Although now you're directly face height with them. Aren't they so intimidating and big like that, up in your face? You just can't help. You just want to nuzzle your face in them and caress them and touch them. And it's almost taking all of your strength to not just reach out and grab. But there's one thing that holds you back, and that's my words. My words shackle you in place as you're helpless to do anything but just stare at them. And here's your little present. A collar. A little collar for you that says sex slave on it. Has a little ring in the front so I can pull you around. I can leash you if I want to. I'm not going to yet, but I could if I wanted to. And, well, it tells you exactly what you are. It tells everyone else who sees it exactly what you are too, although we probably already know. And of course, as I lean over you to put it around your neck, you just feel so much pleasure swelling up inside you, making you feel so good, so helpless, so controlled with this collar wrapped around your neck. Just like that, my little sex slave. And hey, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you touch yourself for me? Why don't you masturbate a little bit for me? Give me a little bit of a show. I want you to squirm. I want you to moan. I want you to touch yourself like you've never touched yourself before. But don't do it with that hand. No, no, no. Don't do it with your regular hand. Do it with your other hand. Do it with your non-dominant hand. Make yourself more horny by doing it with your non-dominant hand, because I said so. And in fact, the pleasure builds twice-fold because you're following my commands. Isn't that right, my little sex slave? And in fact, while you masturbate, all you can think about is pleasure and arousal, my pleasure, your pleasure, all of them. Pleasure becoming so important to you because a little sex slave like you is so focused on sex, whether it be your own or someone else's, but mostly someone else's. And while you touch yourself, you start to realize that my breasts are not being touched, and you need to touch them. That compulsion starts to build and build inside your head, but it mingles with the feelings of being helplessly controlled and held in place by my commands to masturbate with your non-dominant hand, and all of those feelings mingling together are just spiraling and circling around your head, making you so confused, so helpless, but you just follow the command that's easiest. So you continue to masturbate until I say stop. Sit on your hands, slave. Sit on your hands. And while you sit on your hands, I want you to lean over. And I want you to bury your face into my thighs. I want you to rub your face on my thighs. I want you to nuzzle my flesh and feel how soft and delicate my thighs are. They're so comfortable. And even getting to be so close to me like this makes you feel so good. And you can reach your hands out and caress my thighs. And as you do, you just feel such bliss. Your skin touching my skin. My delicate, soft, smooth skin under your fingertips feels so good to caress. As you start to work your hands up towards my breasts, but you hover over them because you can't quite touch them yet. It's like there's an invisible force field around them, preventing you from getting too close, until that breaks and fades away, and you grab my breasts, and you feel how soft they are, how smooth and supple the skin is. You caress them, and you just feel a wave of pleasure hit you so hard that you could almost come just from that one motion of touching my breasts, just from knowing how owned and controlled you are, how completely breast-obsessed you are right now in this moment. My breasts mean everything to you, and as you touch them, you feel so much pleasure surging through you. You start to buckle and break as you moan and pant and show how much pleasure you're getting out of this. And you can feel it like 100, like 1,000 hands caressing and touching all of your most erogenous zones all at once. All of that pleasure mounting and building and building and building just from that one touch of my breasts. And you start to just touch them and grab them and pull at them and feel so good to just feel my breasts like this as you start to feel yourself, feeling the pleasure build and build and build and build, like all those hands touching you, caressing you. It's almost as if you're being fucked by me, by my words, just by touching my breasts like this, just by being here, my little sex slave. And the collar around your neck feels so good. It sends waves of pleasure trickling through your body, trickling through your mind, making you feel so good, so good, so good. That's right. And now, sex slave, take your hands on my breasts and just masturbate. Masturbate so furiously for me. You want to bring yourself right to the edge. You want to bring yourself right to climax for me, because you know the second you come for me, it will feel so amazing. Your mind will completely black out and you'll lose yourself completely and totally to me, my little sex slave, my little horny sex slave. As I'm giving you such a great purpose to work towards as you masturbate more and more and more and more and more, knowing that when I say the word, come for me, you will just come. Come. Come for me. You feel it rocketing through your system, the orgasm that just takes hold of you as you just explode and feel so good. You start moaning and bucking and losing yourself as wave after wave after wave after wave of orgasm just hits you. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. And relax, sex slave. Close your eyes and relax. Allow your body to sink down, loose and limp like a rag doll. Just sinking down like that. And I told you I'd make it worth your while if we stopped having our sessions together. Then I'm sure this is a nice little trade-off, isn't it, sex slave? And I'm sure this isn't the last time. The last time we'll be here like this, chatting, just you and I, training you for your real purpose of complete servitude to me. And I just take the collar off from around your neck. And in a moment, I'm gonna wake you up. And when I do, you'll feel refreshed and energized. You'll feel so happy and content, knowing that you are a good sex slave. Do you understand? Very good. Coming up on the count of three with 1, 2, 3, wide awake. Why, hello there, sex slave. It's okay, honey. You'll be my sex slave once more, again, at a later time, but for now, just know that I had such a good time playing with your mind, and I'm sure we can find time to do this again now, can't we? Yes, we will.